Would you prefer if we went on the floor and you could sit on the couch? Or?
I'll just sit over there and take notes.
I'm fine.
It's okay?
Sure. This is where I sit with her most of the time.
Wow!
What am I supposed to do?
Just look at the books.
Oh, Tosh. Tosh.
Right.
You want to see?
Yeah.
Come over. Do you want Mama to read it to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is it?
Look. Do you know what that is?
No.
That's a caterpillar. And caterpillars have lots of little legs.
Stem.
No, that's little hairs. And it's called the very hungry caterpillar. Look.
Yeah.
Wow, what's
that? Fun.
Yeah. That and says, for my sister, Krista. Kind of rhymes, huh? Oh, in the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. Do you see the egg on the leaf?
What?
Yep. What's this?
A moon.
Mm. And do you know what this is?
A tree.
Well, I think it's a plant. Maybe. It doesn't look like a tree because there's no branches.
It's a plant.
Maybe.
Sun.
Mm. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop. Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar.
Huh?
Mm. Are you hungry when you get up?
Yeah.
Mm. He was hungry, so he's kind of looking around for something to eat.
You can't look for something to eat.
Well,
that's too hot.
He started to look for some food. Mm.
An apple?
On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through... What are these?
Pears.
How many are there? How many is that?
Two.
Two pears, but he was still hungry. Starving. On Wednesday, he ate through... Do you know what these are?
No.
Plums. We've eaten plums. How many
three.
Are there? Mm-hmm. He ate through three plums, but he was still hungry.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. What are those?
Five.
What are they?
Tomatoes.
No.
Strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how many?
One, two, three, four.
On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries. But he was still hungry. And on Friday, he ate through, what are those?
Oranges.
How many are there?
One, two, three, four, five.
Mm, on Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through a piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, a slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night he had a stomach ache. Would your stomach ache? Mine would. Oh, eating pickles and ice cream together. Yuck.
Ooh.
Wow! The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. See? He's got a smile on his face. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar.
He was tired.
You were tired, too? Mmm. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. See? Do you know what he's going to become?
What?
He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly.
Wow.
Ooh. And that's the end of the story. Like that?
Yep. Read it again.
Not now.
Please.
We'll see if there's other books that we have to look at.
Natasha, do you have a favorite book that you'd like to look at with your mom?
want the baby?
Do you want to, well, go in the closet and get one of your books out. Quick like a bunny. She enjoys somebody reading to her a lot. She really does. Yeah. Of course, I think it helps when you elaborate a little on the story, too, you know? I'm kind of dramatic when I read. Yeah. She'll probably come out with every book she owns.
Here we go. Read these.
Let me go shut the coffee pot off. Would you like any more coffee?
No, thank you.
Should I read this?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Alice in Wonderland. Mmm. Wow.
What a rabbit.
Better sit down. Yep. Alice's adventures all began when she met a white rabbit carrying a large watch and muttering to himself, I'll be late. I'll be late. You see him? He's looking at the clock thinking, oh, I'm going to be late. She followed him down a large rabbit hole. At the bottom, she found a small table and a tiny key. This key opened a tiny door, but Alice was far too big to go through it. On the table, she saw a bottle labeled, Drink Me. Hmm, I wonder if it's a sippy, or maybe it's soda, or a glass of milk.
Let's see.
So she did, and she shrank until she was small enough to go through the door. Must have been something magic. But Alice had forgotten to pick up the key, and now she could not reach it. She looked around and found a little cake. She ate it and suddenly grew and grew until she could reach the key. But now she was too big to fit through the door. All this made Alice cry a great deal, and because she was so big, her tears made a great lake, and Alice fell into it. Look. Oh, what happened to his nose? Looks like, what is that?
A duck.
I think it's an albatross.
Owl.
It's a dodo bird. Oh.
Duck.
Mm-hmm.
Mouse. Owl. Parakeet.
Parrot. Close enough.
Monkey. Mm-hmm.
While Alice was swimming around, she met a number of animals in the lake. In fact, the lake was quite full.
I forgot duck.
Alice swam ahead of them and led them to land, where they stood around trying to get dry. There was a dodo, an owl, a parrot, a monkey, a mouse, and a duck. The dodo suggested that they should have a caucus race to warm themselves up. This was a very silly race, which had no beginning and no end, and everybody won. Sounds like a pretty good race to me, huh? Fortunately, Alice had some sweets in her pocket so they could all have a prize. Ooh.
Ooh.
After the race, the mouse told them a long, sad story about his tail, and Alice told them about her cat. This frightened the animals so much that they ran away and left Alice on her own. To be sure, said Alice, this is the most peculiar place. I wonder what will happen to me next.
Oh, a bug.
Yeah, I don't think these pop out anymore. I think the book's old. Alice wandered away from the lake and came to an enormous mushroom. Mmm, I like mushrooms. How about you?
Yeah.
Mmm, taller than she was. Seated on the mushroom was a purple caterpillar. Smoking a pipe. What's wrong? Smoking is bad.
Right?
Yeah. Alice told the caterpillar about the adventure she had had. I don't stay the same size as I do at home, she explained. I'm either too big or too small here, and everything is quite different.
Oh, look.
The caterpillar puffed at his pipe and told Alice to break a piece from each side of the mushroom. One side will make you grow taller, he said, and the other side make you shorter. Alice nibbled a piece from each, and sure enough, she found she could change her size just as she pleased. I shall go and find a little door, she thought, because now I am able to go through it. Wow. is that?
A water fella.
Water fountain. And what's that? What type of bird is that? You know?
No.
Isn't that a flamingo?
Right.
Aren't there flamingos in Florida?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The white rabbit. Hey. That looks like a porcupine to me.
A car.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very angry that they did that.
Oh, she was.
Not her.
Do you want me to read more? Okay. The white rabbit with the watch dashed past Alice. He was still muttering, "I'll be late, I'll be late." Alice wondered what he was late for. So she followed him and led her through a little door and into the garden which lay beyond it. Like everything else in Wonderland, this was no ordinary garden. A large white rose tree stood near the entrance, and a gardener who looked just like a playing card was painting the roses red. Celia.
Pink.
Red.
Pink.
Red. Alice asked him why he was doing this, and he told her that he had to paint all the roses red, or the queen who owned the garden would cut off his head. That's not very nice. She's very fond of cutting off heads, he added gloomily. Then the Queen of Hearts arrived and ordered Alice to play croquet. The mallets were live flamingos, and the balls, hedgehogs. That's a hedgehog.
You were fibbing me?
I wasn't fibbing. I wasn't sure. Alice found it very hard to play.
Pig! And a turtle in him.
And a bird. After the croquet game was over, the queen commanded Alice to do and meet the griffin and the mock turtle. They talked for a long time about their days at school, and then they taught Alice a complicated and stately dance called the lobster quadrille. What are you doing?
Excellent.
Oh. The mock turtle was a sad and mournful creature. He explained to Alice that he had once been a real turtle and then sang a doleful song about soup. Alice would have liked to talk to him longer.
Soup, good.
Alice would have liked to talk to them longer, but just then the rabbit ran by shouting, "Hurry up, the trial is starting." The griffin took Alice by the hand and pulled her after him to the courtroom where all the creatures Alice had seen in Wonderland were waiting. Wow, can you get off my foot? You're making my foot go to sleep. Thank you. Look at all the cards. The Knave of Hearts was on trial for stealing the tarts that the queen had made. It's not nice to steal. The king was the judge, and the jury was made up of 12 different animals. During the trial, Alice felt herself beginning to grow again. In fact, she grew so big that when she stood up, she completely upset the jury box and all the creatures tumbled out. This made the queen so angry that she ordered Alice's head to be chopped off. Oh, she is mean. But by this time, Alice was so big that no one could harm her. "Who cares for you?" she cried. "You are nothing but a pack of cards." All the cards rose up in the air and whirled around Alice. She covered her eyes with her hands, and when she took them away, she found she was in her own garden at home. All her adventures in Wonderland had been just a dream. Do you want some help with that?
Yeah. And then can you read the whole story again?
No, we're not going to read it again. We'll read it some other time.
I'll look at it. So I